Oh, Small Town Boy just came on, so I'm gonna jam out and have another beer. I found the Tylenol. I am, but I'd like to get some more. No, everyone thinks I'm twacked out in my videos when I'm usually just drunk. But in my old videos, I wasn't doing meth. Unless I was doing electronics. Like, if they're electronics video, I was definitely on meth. But if it was just like me being jumpy and stuff, that was oxys. But I haven't had that in a long time, in a minute. So recently I drink and I do videos. Pampertu Archives, if you want to see the new stuff. Oh, I love the spicy Cheeto mac and cheese. Here, I'll show you pictures. You just prove it. No, I'm the real Pampertu. I can even show you my ID if you want. Only the real Pampertu would show you his ID. Oops, that's not my ID. That's my wallet. Sorry. I didn't mean to send that. Kids, Pet Shop Boys. The Pop Kids. Kids. I love kids. No, I love hanging out with my cousins. And I really do like hanging out with the neighborhood kids. They like to play ball outside, you know. And sometimes I'll turn on the water hose and I'll tell them to get off of my fucking property. And if they call a black person a nigga, I ripped him off his bike and he ran to his mama. I shouldn't have done that, but the black father came over and he said, "You're a nice gentleman." And I had to stand there while two parents yelled at each other about beating up each other's kids. Well, I just don't like monkeys that much. I like rats. But I grew up on the hill, basically, where the medical research was done. So I've been to the primate research facility where they take apart animals. And they had lab rats. Hold on, let me turn the music down. No, I just hate primates. But I got to see all their guts opened out on the table and stuff like that. But no, I don't like monkeys that much. I mean, they're fine in the zoo, but they're not my favorite animal, okay? I don't like elephants that much either. Isn't a lot of people like elephants. But I like the little rodents, you know, like rats. I hate hamsters. I hate hamsters. So far as I know, I think it'll be a rat or a rabbit. I think Mimi will do a rabbit. Yeah. Or a raccoon, but I think we'll do a rabbit. And also, I'm gonna eat it. I'm not just gonna take it apart and fuck it. I want to learn. I have never done it before, but I really like that stuff. And then I'll probably cook the meat and eat it for dinner. So we're gonna have dinner together. How can you be scared of monkeys? Are they like in your wild, in your space? Because we don't have them like walking around here. We have squirrels everywhere, but and sometimes raccoons or skunks. But I know some places have monkeys. Well, that's the imaginary plan, but yeah, kind of like that. Well, the rabbit won't kill me, but yeah. I mean, that's just my imagination, okay? I think we're just gonna squish it and clean it and eat it. I like hitting squirrels with my car. There's a lot of them on the island, but when you get a thump underneath your tire, it's always satisfying. If you've never done it before, I don't know, but I like the thump. Squish. I'll crush and squish. But yeah, just don't aim for them with your car because you might wreck your car. Just kind of, you know, it's just by good chance when they run underneath your car and you just hit them just right. My boyfriend picked up a skunk carcass off the road. It was a good specimen. The fur was really nice. It wasn't stinky. But then he was going to give it to his friend at work because they wanted to take the scar, the skunk apart for the bones to make jewelry. But we ended up sticking it next to a tree. And then I think the yard keepers picked it up. Yeah, and I have a squirrel video too. My parents next door, they had a squirrel trap. And so I put the squirrel out in my neighbor's yard. But I tried to pull it out of the cage. It didn't know where to go. And I pulled the tail off. It degloved his tail. Oh, it looked gnarly, but it seemed like the squirrel didn't care. And finally he got out and he ran up the tree. But yeah, if you watch the video, when I tried to pull him out, his little tail fell off. Not the bone part, just the skin and fur. No, this is real life and I have to live it every day. My voice has changed a little bit over the years. Like my old videos, I sound like really young, but not being around people, I've kind of, my voice has just changed a little bit. And that's what happens when you get older too. I mean, does it have to be turbined around my neck? I mean, I'm not gonna do another picture, but if that's what you wanna see. I don't understand that part, you guys. I like the feet, but I have some groups where they want me to show, they want feet pics to just make sure it's me. But there's my trousers and my Chuck E. Cheese. Yes, that's Chuck E. Cheese from Chuck E. Cheese. And I have three of them now, and I sleep with them every night. I love, like, Chuck E. Cheese. I usually haul them all day long. Like, I'll pick one out of the bunch, you know, and I'll take them with me in the car and stuff. I won't take all three, but every night I sleep with all three. Prove you aren't glowing. I don't know what that means. But I was going to buy some glow-in-the-dark paint. I was thinking of painting my ceiling with glow-in-the-dark paint so you can take the laser pointer and draw on it. Or, I mean, I got to paint my outside of the house and my porch and stuff. But yeah, $400 a gallon for that glow-in-the-dark paint stuff. It lasts like 8 hours. Like, it, you know, charges during the sunlight, so it'll glow all night long. But I don't know if that's a good idea. I've always wanted to do it, though. What's up, ya? Dex? Yeah, you're from the other channel. Hey, how are you doing? Oh, are you in town? You mean on the, okay, the chat room. But yeah, I'm in Portland. If anyone wants to maybe say hi, I wouldn't mind that. I used to hang out with friends all the time. We used to use the Mexican food restaurant for like a furry meetup. But, I'm looking for some new friends. Dirty fursuit. I love landfills too. That's pretty cool. No, I don't remember that one. I don't really drink coffee, so... But I know some furries, like there's a different group we had back then that went to a cafe. I think that might be what you're talking about. But no, I might have been there, but I don't remember the name. Yeah, I know that guy. I haven't seen him in a long time though. Yeah, I met him like when I was a teenager at a fur convention. But that was a long time ago. Yeah, I miss him. No, I don't remember his name, but I believe he lives like in the Northeast. But yeah, I think we met at Further Confusion. But it's been a long time. He's like in his 60s now. But I always loved the smell of fursuits. At first I didn't like that, but now, oh yeah, sweaty fursuit. I like that. His one smells like chocolate, of course. My friend Barnbine, it was covered in cum and pee, and people were hugging him like they thought it was me, but there was him. So yeah, mine was just, it looked like that, but instead of chocolate, it was spoo. And people really liked that. He told me about it after he took, you know, after he came back to the room. I don't think I was there. I did microwave diapers, but that's kind of a running joke, okay? So don't think I literally eat diapers. I just pretend to. I cook them on the barbecue. I cook them on the stove. I cook them in the microwave, whatever. I cook them with, plug them into the wall outlet with the wires. Yeah, it's just a running joke. Not to ruin your fun or anything, but just so you know, I don't literally eat. I mean, I like sticking it in my mouth, but I don't literally eat a swallow. I mean, I have done that, but not the poopy part, but. The kangaroo vortex. Or vortex kangaroo. No, I don't think I know that about that at all. Is that a video? Well, it looks like a turd, a dry turd. We have weed in Oregon too. I don't smoke weed though. I do meth when I can get a handle on it. And you know, why do you want to weigh your shit? Who cares? I don't weigh my baggie of meth when I get it. I don't care. It doesn't matter if it's, it doesn't make weight. What am I going to do? Complain and get more? No, I'm just going to do it and have fun. So what are you weighing your shit for? What? And you just having a scale. I mean, a triple beam balance is kind of nice, but what are you using those little Grammy wares for? Yeah, you should smoke the whole room up. Oh, I like your name, Bubble Butt. Bubble, 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 butt. Bubble, bubble, butt. Nice boob shirt. The size of my butthole? Let's see. Steve was about 4 inches in diameter and about 6 inches long. Wait, hold on. He didn't stick in my butt. I had a rode. He rode me. Oh, I never had any penis in my butt. I don't know my size. My poops come out about, well, I don't know what you're asking. Oh, about 6 inches diameter, and they usually come out 8 inches long in little pieces, and I just do it in the toilet or in my diaper. Did I read that correctly, or am I just being a retard? Oh, is that a sewing machine application? I did finally got to try crack recently, but it didn't do a damn thing, so I don't know if it was real or not, but I've done cocaine when I worked at Lamb Research, I like the meth. The poo-poo platter. That's a delicious Chinese food. They give you a little bit of everything. It says forwarded from niggers. Oh, that's not the right word. I mean, well, that's what it says. What does that mean? Nope, I'm clean. I have all my papers. I'm good to go. Oh, do it in a safe space and have a good mindset. But it's really fun. I don't know any Anani Mouse. I don't know that name. But you can let me know. For exercising for me, because you did ask earlier, or at least in another channel, I just do stretches mostly in the morning. And all day long, I kind of stretch my arm, but it pops. But yeah, I just do that. Well, I have stretched my butthole. One time my poop was too big when I had cancer. And it split my rectum. But everything's okay now. No, I don't recognize that name. But I don't have it on Telegram, so I don't recognize that name. Well, I believe if you're doing a standing rim job, you have to stand up and they lick your butt from behind. I don't know. I got a rim job once when I was 19 at a fur convention. He broke up with his other boyfriend. And he just wanted to, you know, have like revenge sex with me, or, you know, jack me off, and it was kind of nice. Being retarded means you have an IQ lower than 60. Mine's about 135, but I don't know what you're talking about. I had to read more. I miss school, though. I miss school so much. I mean, I kind of learn online now, like, you know, just keep up with it. But so I got my master's in engineering, electrical engineering. But I miss school so much, like your friends and stuff like that, eating food and your teachers, things like that. I miss it so much. I think my legs are the strongest. I mean, I can't lift anything with my hands, of course. Not anymore. I used to at work, but I've always been good with my legs. I think I was like 200 pounds or something like that. But that's nothing. I know you guys, if you're weightlifters, you can way surpass me. Well, I don't know what a real Pikachu is like. I mean, that was my first fuck animal. Was a stuffed Pikachu, and I put a hole in it. SPH is what we call it, a specially placed hole. But no, I just use my Chuck E. Cheese's now. But yeah, I can lift a stuffed animal Pikachu. I don't know what a real one. I'll throw it across the room and tear it apart. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed the video. Yeah, that was a fun one. Also, my favorite one of last year was I'm gonna eat my children. No, I don't believe in love at first sight, but you can always fall in love. You can drool. You can do whatever you want when you see a little cute kid. I mean, that's what I usually fall in love with. Oh, you're so cute. But at first sight, it can happen. But no, it takes many years to really feel love, and I have that with Steve. No, I dated older men. I'm the kid. But now I like hanging out with the kids. You don't have to do anything inappropriate, but they're always fun to hang out with, okay? If you don't love kids, I don't know where you're at. I mean, you don't have to love them the same way I love them, but, I mean, just don't have any kids. Well, some children are cute and some are ugly. Sometimes they look like a monkey, but I love my little black cousin. He's cute. He's fun to hang out with and play with. But, you know, sometimes, I mean, I have other kids on the street that I really do think they're cute. Yes, I think they're, I would love to give them a hug, but you can't really do that because they're not my kids. Yes, I would love to take a kid out on a date. I mean, I got a car, and we can go to McDonald's and have a hamburger. That would be so much fun. We can eat the hamburger on the back of the car, or on the front, I don't care. But, no, I won't have sex with my cousin. Although, I do like that. That's no, I'm not going to have sex with my cousin. Yeah, and I like to play with her feet too, but I haven't done that with Kings. Well, we kind of did. I did stinky feet with him, where we took our shoes off and we stepped on a stuffed animal and I went stinky feet, and he thought it was so funny. So that's like a running thing for, I've only known him for 2 years, but he's like, I think he's 10 now. But I gave him $12 because I thought he was 12 years old for his birthday. He just threw the money on the floor. He didn't want the money. So he's a little different than me, but yeah, he's one of a kind, just like me. No, and the closest I ever did, so I was 19, he was 14, and I couldn't get hard. He wanted me to fuck him, but I didn't want to do it. And so, we said, screw it, we'll do something else. So we smoked, or we had some nitrous, but that was a long time ago. No, if I'm doing meth, I want my little Chuck E. Cheese's away from me. I like to play with my diapers by myself. But, things. You said keep saying things. Yeah, stinky feet is always funny. I didn't know he would like it so much, but, you know, sometimes boys like feet. I think he likes feet. He's autistic like I am, so we always good together. But he's like, always nervous to leave his mom still. But he'll get older, and he'll let... I mean, I've only known him for 2 years as a cousin. He's my first cousin. But we only see each other once in a while. But it's always... That was, like, oh, I love him so much. No, I would never fuck kids, but at best, I might jack them off if they wanted to do it with me. I mean, they can do it themselves, or we can do it side by side, you know? I'll show them the fursuit head and stuff. But no, I'm not going to be mean. Or that's not mean, but I won't do anything inappropriate. That's what I should say. What I mean is, I don't want to stick it in. I can just play with their feet if they don't mind. But they have that on Telegram, too. You can look at kids' feet all the time. Well, that's just my fascination, okay? I won't actually do that, okay? I won't hurt any children. That's inappropriate, okay? You know, I mean, I expect the police to show up again, but there's nothing wrong going on here. And I'm actually starting to get to know the police, like, you know, the team. I know a few of them now. And I got their card. I keep the CPS one in my wallet just in case I see my neighbors hurting their kids or something. I need a call. But yeah, I keep it tame. Hell yeah, I want kids to come over. I'll cook them breakfast, dinner, lunch, whatever they want to have. And then we can play ball outside. I like doing that. I like playing catch with the kids. So I live in a trailer park. So yeah, when the kids are running out, I'll walk out and play games with them. That's just a fascination. That's not real life. And it's kind of me and my other friend. He wants to fuck his sister, and okay, that sounds good. I don't have a sister, but I'm my only child, but yes, I'm literally an open pedophile, but I don't hurt children, and no, some people like kids, and is that the Pope licking a black person's foot? No, I'm not gonna molest any kids. I just like cuddling, you know? I mean, there's a little bit of difference between someone who wants to hurt children or, like, molest them. No, I just like to hold them in my lap, smoke a cigarette while they're in my lap. No, nothing. I don't want to fuck them. Don't worry about that. Yeah, I hope I do, too. I mean, I wouldn't mind dying pretty soon. Well, I just have Chuck E. Cheese. That's a stuffed animal. It's about the same size and shape as a child. But, oh, don't worry about me, guys. I'm fine. No, if I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to use a bomb. I was in jail, but it was for breaking dishes, which I didn't break. Steve was throwing dishes around the house, and I got kicked out. Anyway, I lived with him for 10 years. But he's a good boyfriend. He still loves me. He says, I love you now. And they had great food and great people. The police officers were being a little too rough with me. I mean, I didn't do anything. Steve is 68 now. I just took him out for his birthday, and we had Dairy Queen. You sound like the cops, and I think it's kind of rude. No, I should be around kids. It makes me happy. You know, just what I like and what I do is different, okay? I'm not going to hurt a kid. I'm not going to touch a kid. I just like them. They're fun to hang out with. You know, playing games and whatever silliness they do. I'm not gonna pull their pants down and do anything wrong, okay? Get that? I'm a pedophile, but I'm not gonna do that. I didn't do drugs with a minor. I mean, that's just nitrous. But that was a minute ago. Come on. Well, I don't think they should do it, but I don't do it. Yeah, and he became became of age. He hanged out with me for a little bit, and he used to do, like, ecstasy all the time. But, I haven't seen him. Well, this was years ago, man. This was years ago. No, we didn't do it. We ended up just cuddling and playing with feet. He wanted me to stick it in him, but I couldn't get hard. I didn't want to do it. But that's when you're 19. I'm a teenager, too. And then I took him back home in my car. But, yeah. Well, I didn't want to do it, but that's what he wanted, but I don't want to do it. But, then we did nitrous. He gave me a $20 bill, too, I think. But, you know, nitrous oxide is, you know, you get high on it, you know, whatever. But that was when I was 19, man. I'm 35 now. No, I had cancer, but I survived. I don't have AIDS. I wasn't soliciting a minor. No, he was soliciting me. When you're, I think, in that age range, it's fine. But, no, he grew up just like I grew up. But we haven't seen each other in a long time. Long, long time. I didn't have sex with a minor, okay? I'm saying we didn't do it. We ended up just cuddling and doing nitrous together. Oh, God, this is old news. Why are you so concerned about it? This happened, like, in the 2000s. Okay, this is a minute ago. Yeah, we talked like, so he's from Salem and he was visiting, like his dad was dying at the hospital and he wanted me to pick him up. And 19 and 14 is not a big deal, okay? But, so I'm 19 and yeah, I just brought him over to my house and we had a big gulp and some food and stuff like that. No, we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything inappropriate. Yeah, but I already told you I didn't do anything. I didn't have sex with him. We just cuddled up, you know, and ate food, which I liked. That was fun. I was a child, okay? Probably like Instant Messenger, like YAM or YIM or MSN. You remember the old stuff? But no, we I didn't stick it in. It's fine. It's fine, you guys. No, I haven't hanged out with any kids lately. It's been winter time, so they're kind of, you know, in their house, going to school and stuff. But summertime, they'll come out, and I like to play ball or catch or whatever. No, the cops were asking me the same thing, too. No, it's been about 8 months. But, you know, in the summertime, if they're outside, I mean, they're not allowed to play with me. Their parents will beat their ass if they hang out with me. I think that's kind of inappropriate, but... Makai still likes to come around. He doesn't bang on my walls like he used to wake me up and get me out of the house to play with him. But, yeah, I met him at the pool. But, no. I'm a really nice person. I just like playing with children. So, I like to play whatever games they play. So I have my cousin, though, I can play with. Oh, no, that's just a fantasy. Just because I'm a pedophile doesn't mean I'm gonna do that in real life, okay? I just don't expect me to be a bad person. Well, I kind of did rip that kid off his bike for calling those black kids a nigga. I didn't think that was appropriate. I ripped him off his bike, and I probably shouldn't have done that. But then his dad came back, and he said, "You're a good gentleman." Yeah, the pool at the park here. That's where I met him. Oh, he liked me so much. He showed me his feet, and then he went into the bathroom and jacked off. But I don't need to talk about that. Yeah, go for it, you guys. But I'm going to head out, so have fun. No, I would never fuck kids, but at best, I might jack them off if they wanted to do it with me. I mean, they can do it themselves, or we can do it side by side, you know. I'll show them the fursuit head and stuff. But no, I'm not going to be mean. I mean, or that's not mean. But I won't do anything inappropriate. That's what I should say.